I know last Sunday I gave a pastor's challenge. I asked you not to, I challenged you and challenged myself not to have any desserts for the week. Now you're in church now. How do we do?
Yeah, it was rough, but I did it.
Half a hand, maybe?
Rough.
Whole hand?
Rough.
Okay. Well, the reason for that was to help us understand that our little sacrifice we do is nothing compared to what God has done for us. Amen?
Amen.
Two sacrifices I want you to make today, right after Mass in about 15 minutes. So in about 11:40, we're going to have our parish assembly part four. And we'll have a chance of a listening session. So myself, Sister Lynn, and the parish council will be able to listen to your concerns, your questions, and bring your bulletin downstairs. If you're attending, on the back of the bulletin have some questions that might help us for our session. Again, this is not a gripe session or a complaint session or a pointing finger session. It's a chance to help us to grow. And the first question that Ms. Brittany wrote for us to help us is, what brings you to church? Why is what we did here today so important in your life? And so those questions and other questions might help us to listen as we prepare for our pastoral plan for the next 5 years. And finally, this week, we're going to focus on prayer. So have all the ice cream you want. One of our great prayers in our Catholic tradition is the rosary. It's the rosary. Okay? And it's a beautiful prayer to Jesus. Okay? Meditate on his mysteries, his life, the moments of his life, death, and resurrection. And we ask Mary to help us to draw close to our son. We don't worship Mary. We ask her to help us and guide us to Jesus. As she had Jesus, it's literally inside of her body at the Annunciation. So I challenge myself, I challenge you to pray the rosary one time this week. Just once. Okay? And if you pray it normally, pray it again. Okay? But think about somebody you want to pray that they might be brought to Christ.
Amen.
So pray for someone's intention. We all came up today, many of us, to pray today. Pray for somebody that they may be brought closer to Jesus. So I challenge us. And again, maybe going to work, put the rosary on tape, on your radio, whatever, in your car, and pray, listening to it. Turn off the music, turn off the other stuff, and pray the rosary. Maybe go for a walk during lunchtime. We pray as a family. God forbid, it'd be wonderful to pray as a family. But a wonderful way to ask God to draw us close to Jesus as we prepare to celebrate his death and resurrection in a couple of weeks. Amen?
Amen.
Who's doing the pastor's challenge this week? Okay. All right, it's a little bit better than last week, okay? So pray the rosary. So let's stand now for our final blessing. And we'll start with one little prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Parish assembly in the church hall in about 10 minutes.